we have it set up so that we took the bus routes. Transportation took all of our enrollment, broke it down into 18 different routes, and they put together teams to run two, three, and four people on each bus or van to go out to the different routes, scheduled stops along the routes, and it's all posted on the website so that our kiddos have an opportunity to get breakfast and lunch just like they would at school.
What does it mean to you that these guys are out there doing this?
They are so imperative to getting the food to the children. Distribution is always the hardest part of anything. The food service staff are top-notch. The transportation staff are top-notch for everybody to be stepping up and doing what's needed to make sure that our kiddos have good meals and food in their bellies is just heartwarming. It's absolutely heartwarming. So for everybody to be doing this, knowing what impact it's going to have on the families to relieve some of that stress that all everybody's going through such crazy times right now, and food means love, and to be able to be part of this team is really important to me. So I'm glad that everybody is doing everything they possibly can.
I think that folks know that schools provide lunches and food for a lot of students, but can you explain why it's so important to get this food delivery out?
Our district in Sullivan County, as general, is what they call it's a lower income demographic. So we need to make sure that our families are getting this food. Obviously, with the layoffs across the country, everybody's being affected. But even so, more right here in our area, our own home area, we need to make sure that these kids are not going to have any hiccups when it comes to food insecurities or anything like that. So food is just so important to these children and these households. It's one less thing that the parents need to stress about. And in this day and age, anything we can do as a district, as a community to help out, that's what our goal is. You know, this is not just our job. This is our mission. You know, we feed the kids all through the school year. So, you know, when they need us, we need to be there for them.
And I wonder if folks listening are going to think, well, could I help? Is there a way for folks to help? Or how does that work for folks that might want to contribute some assistance?
As much as we love the hearts of volunteers, right now, the way we have it set up for food service and for transportation, just to kind of keep everybody, that additional safety, we are trying to keep everybody in their own separate groups. So we don't want any outsiders coming in to my kitchens, because we want to make sure that the staff stay safe so we can continue on this program. I would say anybody that wants to show their heart and volunteer in the community, reach out to the food banks, reach out to some of the smaller organizations that are helping with additional distributions. You know, it definitely is going to take a village to get through all of this. And if everybody has the same common goal to just get through as best as possible, I think that's going to be the best for everybody.
You mentioned this is your mission and this is what you do during a normal school year. What does it mean to you to be able to do this now during this pandemic?
For me, I take this as personally as I do professionally. For when I was growing up, I was if it wasn't for school lunch, we would have gone without. So I know what it's like to be reliant on school meals. That is something I've always passed on to everybody I've come in contact with. Because, like I said, food means love. And in this day and age, you know, something to show continuance, you know that you have food coming in, you're going to be okay. As long as there's food on the table, that's one less thing that anybody has to stress about, kids, adults, anybody.
Dawn Parsons, supplying food to the kids in Sullivan County and their families. Thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for talking to us today.
Well, it's not me. It's all of the teams at all of the schools that are hunkering down and doing the best they can to feed everybody's kids and take that stress off. So I thank you for spreading the word.
Thank you, Dawn.
Tim, you take care of yourself.
WJFF's Tim Bruno spoke with Dawn Parsons, food director at Sullivan County BOCES, which supplies food management services for the Monticello School District. And they were just talking about their meal delivery service using school buses. This is WJFF.